It's so nice to see you again. It's been a few years, hasn't it? Well, what are you waiting for? Come on inside. Welcome to my domain. Mi casa, su casa. But honestly, it's been so many years since we last saw each other. It's kind of insane, don't you think? I remember all those years when we had classes together. Oh, man. Remember Mr. Lightsey? The military guy who seems all scary but actually is extremely sweet? Yeah, that guy. His wife actually sent me a box of chocolates just a few days ago. I am not the biggest sweets person, but I remember that you are. So I was like, reuniting with an old friend and giving them something they like. That sounds like a wonderful plan to me. What do you think? Oh, don't worry. We have much more planned other than eating chocolate. I won't be eating much of it, but I'll definitely try. Ah, you look so happy. I'm glad that you're happy. Huh? I didn't change? Well, yeah, I guess I didn't. I don't know. I guess my energy will never leave me alone, eh? Ooh, before we eat any chocolate, can I show you around the house? I just moved in and, you know, I got everything fixed up and I'm so excited to show it off. Here, let me show you the living room. So, what do you think? You know, I told myself that I would never become a plant mom. And then I saw this cute little succulent. It was so small and so cute, I just had to buy it. And then ever since, I bought everything in the market. Including that tree. Hey, come on! You can't blame me. Plants are like children. They're so cute, but they're easier to take care of and they don't wake you up at 3 a.m. So, hey, you got the cute aspect. Not the no sleep aspect. Huh? Oh, you're looking at me with those confused eyes of yours. It's been years, and I still remember that look. Man, I don't know why, but I feel so emotional in a way. I haven't been able to talk to my old friends in such a long time. I've been really busy with moving and, you know, my new job and stuff. It's just been really tough. But to see you and everyone else, it is so refreshing. It really is. So I really appreciate that you could make it today. Yeah, I usually don't get this deep into stuff, but, you know, since we're growing up, a lot of things have changed. We're not those rebellious teens anymore, huh? Well, I wouldn't consider myself the rebellious type, but I was more oblivious. Like, you know those people who are just really innocent? That was me. That was me until I became an adult. And then I saw everything. But yeah, I remember those days. Where I don't have to worry about finances and I would have cooked meals for my mom. Well, she always comes by and drops off a ton of food. I usually eat it the day of, because, you see, after a few days of cup ramen and cheap takeout, it is such a welcoming sight to see a home-cooked meal from your mother. Best feeling in the world. Oh, speaking of which, if you're hungry, I have a few leftovers I'm willing to share. No, it's fine, really. I don't mind sharing. Besides, you look like the type that needs a home-cooked meal. Am I right? Knew it. I'll go warm it up. Just letting you know, I do not have fancy plates or silverware at the moment, so I am thriving off of paper plates. Hope you don't mind. Oh, you too? You know the struggle. Ah, oh, man. Hey, you all right over there? You know what I noticed about you over the years? You're always so lost in your own thoughts. So is something going on? I just want to make sure you're okay. You know, I care about you and all. We are, like, very good buddies. So you can talk to me about things. I know we haven't seen each other in, like, the longest time, but still. I think we consider each other good friends, so. Good friends talk to each other about things. Especially things that are on their mind. So, hey. Anything on your mind? Aw. Yeah, I can definitely understand why that's frustrating. But listen up, you big lunk of amazing personness. Okay, yeah, that compliment was horrible, but I was trying to come up with something that I haven't used yet, and you know how hard that is for me. But listen, it's going to be okay. Remember my motto from high school? Always look on the bright side of life? Yes, I'm making a Holy Grail reference, but still. You need to look on the bright side of life, because if you don't, you're going to focus on the rain clouds. And remember, the rain clouds aren't always there. After the rain clouds disappear, the sun peeks out and says hello, and then there's a pretty rainbow. Like, what can you not love about that? Right? But seriously, I know things are tough since we're growing up and all, but don't be scared of the future, and don't be scared to express your feelings either. Cause listen, what you're experiencing right now is a human emotion. It's okay to feel this way. You know that, right? Good. Just know that there are people out there willing to help you. For example, moi. And there are so many people that care about you. You would always help people in high school and made sure everyone was okay. So remember, you deserve the same treatment. Oh, yes you do, you big love of handsomeness. Speaking of handsomeness, you have grown to be very attractive. I had the biggest crush on you in high school. You were so nice, and my goodness, you had the best facial structure. I'm just gonna put that out there. Huh? Oh, do I like you right now? Well, you see, that's something we're gonna discuss in another video, right? Stay tuned. But seriously, remember, you are awesome, and you're always awesome. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, or I swear to Jesus, I will flood your Instagram feed with comments of positivity. It will start to hurt my fingers. That's a lot, you know.